In 1989, I unexpectedly lost my job at the Wonder Bread factory. I had two young sons, 7 and 8, growing boys, always hungry. Times were kind of tough. I didn't know how I was going to have enough food for them. Sometime I would go down to the local Chinese restaurant where I knew the head waitress. Her name was Lily. Lily knew I wasn't doing so well. So when she seen me and my sons come in, she would go back in the back and come out with all kind of Chinese food. She never once asked me to pay. I've eaten at the restaurant hundreds of times as a paying customer, and Lily and I became good friends. Two summers ago, I was at the restaurant when Lily suddenly collapsed. Paramedics tried to revive her, then rushed her away. I learned the next day that Lily had died. She wasn't even 60 years old. At the funeral, I told everyone how Lily had helped my family and made me feel like I had dignity and respect in front of my kids. I told Lily's kids how proud she was of them, how she talked about them all the time. I told them that their mother was loved and she touched people's lives in ways they may never have known. It was hard for me to stand up there and talk. Nobody knew my story. I was stuck out as the only black man in Chinese service, but I did it because I wanted the people who love Lily to know the difference she made in the lives of people around her. These days, I volunteer every Saturday at a food pantry for the last 10 years. I work for my local food bank, helping to provide food, dignity, and respect to people in need. The same thing Lily gave to me and my sons. In honor of Lily, I want to remind people to be kind to one another. You never know how far-reaching the effect might be. With the perspective, I'm Lloyd Jones.